Welcome to Defined by Moments. As today's beliefs and behaviors determine who we become tomorrow, this moment, right now, is how we learn to live better so that we can lead better. Now, let's turn it over to Dr. Joel Medley for today's lesson from God's Word.
So welcome back to Defined by Moments as we are continuing our journey through the book of Ecclesiastes. And if this is your first time with us, thank you for joining. But what we're going to be doing is we're going to pick up where we left off, which is in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, as we were looking at Solomon's, in essence, for lack of a better phrase, the diary of a dignitary. And quite frankly, where we are going to be today in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 is one of the most popular passages of Scripture. Probably the most popular would be John 3:16, closely followed by the 23rd Psalm. This would rank in the top five because it was popularized in the 1960s by the Byrds with their song, Turn, Turn, Turn. So it's interesting that as I'm recording this here near the end of 2020, that this song has kind of gained a resurgence with the coronavirus pandemic. And, you know, as I was listening to the song before I launched into this podcast, I'm scrolling through some comments that were on YouTube, and one in particular kind of jumped off the page at me, where the individual kind of traced the time that this is a song of consolation during coronavirus, as the world is full of pain, injustice, hope, you know, the will to struggle to make it better, and then concludes with, you know, it's a time to refrain from embracing, but this too shall pass. You know, again, this is interesting that the song popularized the lyrics. The meaning was kind of left up to each individual person, and therein the power of what Solomon has for us in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, is missing. When you don't understand the context, when you don't understand what Solomon is really saying here, then we miss the way that it should change our lives. It's not just, hey, there's a season. There's a purpose that Solomon has for us with what I'm calling here his poetic interlude. So let's start with verse 1. We'll make a couple of comments and then we'll move through. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1 reads, "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven." Solomon's focus right here is time. You know, and we're going to see later on that there are 14 different pairs of opposites that are presented. But what he's saying is, if there is a time for every matter under heaven, if he's saying that there is a season, then we need to understand several things. Number one, if you are in a time of sorrow, it's going to pass. But that also means that if you are in a time of success, it's also going to pass. There is a time for everything. But here's the key to this phrase, and this is what is missed in that popular song of the Byrds. Solomon says, there is a time for every matter. Note the two phrases, two words, under heaven. So far throughout this book, Solomon has been talking about life under the sun, how it is empty, it is worthless, it is vanity. Well, now we see Solomon talk about there is a time under heaven. So he's now looking above the sun, and he is for the first time really starting to include God in his conversation. So if there is a time for everything under heaven, then it means that God has designed your days. God has created the time in your life that you're going through. Sometimes we bring hardships on our own, but God can still have a purpose through that. So let's walk through these couplets and let's look at what we can really learn, but keep that in the back of your mind. This is not just some song, hey, that's great, things are going to change. But there's a rationale. There's a mentality behind it. Solomon says there is a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. There's a time to seek, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to to eat and a time to sow. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I misread that. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love, a time to hate. And then he concludes with a time of war and a time of peace. So as we work through these, you know, this aspect of being born in a time to die, we know the date that we were born. But what we do not know is the date of our death. God knows that. So we need to think about that. You know, we don't really choose when we're born. We don't choose when we die, but we choose how we live between those dates. This is our control. We don't know that date. We didn't pick it. But we know that we have life that we can put into our days, and the choice is ours. Are we going to invest our time? Again, that word time is used so many instances throughout here, and it is referencing the season. It's going to be a definitive point from here to here. So we have that definitive point with our life. And that's what Solomon starts with, because everything that he is talking about, he's looking back through his life and wishing that he had lived differently. But he didn't. So now we need to take what he is telling us and put it into practice. There's a time to plant and a time to pluck. That's seasons of the year. We know when we should be planting. We know when we should not be planting. If I'm going to try and grow corn, I'm not going to put it in the ground here in North Carolina in January. That's just not going to work. But why do we in life know that there are things that we should be doing at certain times that we choose not to do them? There's a season, right? We know these things, but we don't put them into practice. In other words, Solomon is saying, if you know this and you're not living that way, then you're not wise. We could go back through Proverbs, but we're not going to. A time to kill and a time to heal. You know, the reference, think of that. You know, if you know, during this culture, there were those that kept flocks. If they had a sheep that would break their leg, they would need to take time to heal them, time to try and mend that damage. But there was also time that they were to slaughter that lamb in order to be able to eat. A time to break and a time to build. Folks, you think about that. There are times in our lives that we need to look at the friends that we have and go, are they bringing us closer to God? And if not, we need to tear that apart. Or do we need to build a relationship with that individual so that we can positively influence them? Sometimes we have to make those hard decisions. The weep and the laugh, you know, there are times in our lives that we're going to have both. There are going to be times in our lives that we are laughing so hard that there are tears streaming down our face. Those moments of joy are fantastic, but again, it's just a season. Because there will be times when all we can do with such hard news is laugh, but yet we cry. My friends, this is not easy for us to understand. We live through it. We don't like it. But there is a time and a season. You know, time to mourn, time to dance. Guess what? These responses are human. Sorrow, pain, grief, it is a human emotion, and it is a gift from God. But at the same time, dancing, joy, that also is a gift from God. We see that, you know, there's a time to cast out and there's a time to bring together. You know, if you think about what armies would do, and we could go back and look through this in 1 Kings, but we're not going to spend all that time. Armies would take stones and put them into the fields. Why? Because it would make it difficult, a hardship, for the conquered nation or the nation that they were dealing with to be able to grow their crops. And once those nations left, what did they do? The farmers then had to go back and they had to gather those stones. So there was a time. We see about a time of embracing and a time for space. You know, think about that. You know, there's a time for marital intimacy. There's a time not. There's a time for hello and a goodbye. You know, we need to be thinking throughout relationships, are we building that time? Are we taking advantage of it? You know, this aspect of seeking and losing, the word seek there, it speaks of gain, specifically financial gain. So these are financial terms. In other words, you might be riding a great wave of your investments right now. That's a great season, but there is a time coming that you are going to experience loss. You know, there are some things that we should keep and some things that we should toss. Well, guess what? We need to make sure that we store for the future because we don't know what's going to happen. You know, if the power goes out, do you have enough water? Do you have food that you can use? If you lose certain things, I mean, do you have a way? But there are also times that if you have meat that is in your fridge that you've not eaten for several weeks, it's time to throw that away. So it's ultimately, what are you going to do? Recently in our family, a neighbor that was a dear friend passed away, and you know, our family went into their home to help the family clean up, and the things that were kept that should have been thrown away, just it boggled the mind. The things that were bought that really weren't needed and just left. I mean, the things that had brand new tags on them, never worn, never used, that were just there. So there is a time to keep and there's a time to toss. This aspect of tearing and sowing, you know, rending your garments in this culture was a time to indicate mourning, sorrow. So there is a time for that. But there is also a time of sewing things together. So think about if you have a friend that is in need, it's an opportunity for you to be able to reach out. As I'm recording this podcast, it is right ahead of the holidays. And think about the holidays. If you have a friend of yours that has lost a loved one this past year, right now is going to be a very difficult time for them. Why? Because this is that first holiday season without whoever that loved one is. This is an opportunity for you to be sewing and knitting together. Why? Because what does Solomon say elsewhere? That a threefold cord is not easily broken. Something that only has the one stitch can be torn, but those with multiple stitches will endure. A time of silence and speaking. You know, folks, maturity helps us determine what is the right time. Far too often we will be talking when we should be listening. And that comes to that aspect of, you know, that aspect of maturity. And you know, I love the Founding Fathers and have done quite a bit of research into George Washington, and particularly with John Adams, you know, his loyal and his faithful vice president. And one of the most amazing things about him is that he said that George Washington, our first president, had the gift of silence. Meaning, instead of filling that void, he let silence do its work. Silence is something that can pause, that can cause reflection, yet we far too often avoid it. Time to love and time to hate. We know the things that we should be loving in our lives, but Proverbs also tells us in Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 13 that there are 8 and verse 13, there are very specific things that we should be hating. But the question is, do you love those things that you should be hating? And then we all know that here in our modern times, there's war and there's peace. If you tally up all the years that there has been war compared to the years that there have been peace, we know which one far outweighs them. But my friends, if you have Christ, if you have placed your faith and trust in Him, then there is a day coming for eternity where there will be no more war. There will only be peace. So even though as we just talk through these, and if you pause now and go back and listen to that song by the Birds, there are two huge lessons that we have to walk away from in this section. Number one, and I've already mentioned it, wherever you are in life, it's just a season. You might be, again, like I said earlier, having the greatest success of your life. You have been promoted. You've got these great performance reviews. There is a time that that is going to end. It's coming. There is a time that there will be struggle. And you need to live your life in such a way that you embrace that. That you understand that everything in life is just a season. But most importantly, lesson number two, Solomon is really hammering this point home by the fact that he uses the word time so many different instances. You know, you look at verse 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. We see that used four times in each of those verses, roughly 30 times in this short section. What he is telling us is that we all have the same choice with our days. Use them or lose them. Now, what do I mean by that? If we do not properly invest our time, if we do not properly invest our days, then we're losing them. We can't have them back. Time is the one thing that will slip through your fingers, and you can never, ever get it back. But if you invest that time, if you invest your days in the things that matter, like your family, in preparing for eternity, then guess what? You might not be able to get those days back, but the value from what you invested will be immeasurable. If you are a parent and you're listening to me right now, understand that what you teach your kids, they will teach their grandkids. And then your grandkids will teach your great-grandkids. You have a tremendous opportunity to invest properly with your time. Solomon says, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven." As you go through your days, as you spend your time, make sure that you do so in a way that incorporates God into those days, that incorporates God into your time. Because again, Solomon for the first time is really shifting here to where he's talking about being under heaven, not under the sun. Always look at your days. Always look at your time. Always look at your life as being bigger than just you. My friends, we all have the same choice with our days. We use them or we lose them. And wherever you are in life, do not forget that it is just a season. Thank you so much for listening to Defined by Moments, where we discuss topics showing that how we live determines how we lead. Hope to have you back with us in the not-too-distant future, and you take care.